Apparently I didn't bring my notes with me. That's okay. I'll be prompted up there and the Lord will bring to mind what I need. Let me pray. Lord, you know the message that you want. It's only you that can work on our hearts. I pray that in this message today that you would bring to mind and bring to the hearts, you would encourage us, you would challenge us, you would direct each of us today. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Today we're going to talk a little bit about anxiety, burdens, cares. Anybody burdened in this room? Anybody got things to be anxious about in this room? I'd say that's all of us. We do have troubles. We live in a world full of troubles here this morning. So let me first, before we dive into the scriptures, let's take a look. Well, how does anxiety and fear, how does this impact us, physiologically speaking? You can't really see it, but so here's just 10 things. Found this quickly online. So things that when we let the anxiety and the fear and all those other things going on, how does it impact us? Well, we get this sense of doom upon us. It overwhelms us in our body, which isn't a good thing. We get the panic attacks as we allow the anxiety and everything to creep into our lives. Also mentally, depression. It seeks in as the fears and the anxieties become the world that we live in. Physically, we get headaches with all the stress and everything else going on. It increases our irritability. Anybody else notice somebody, they get irritable when they get anxious and stressed out? Yeah. No? Okay. It must just be me. I'm the only one that gets irritable when I get anxious about things. Okay, back there. All right, we got two people. Three people. All right. So this isn't just emotionally, but also physically. We get the pounding heart. There's breathing problems associated as we let the anxiety and fear come in. Loss of libido, probably the least important, but whatever. Upset stomach with your anxiety. I'm just reading off the board here, so just extreme fatigue. Anybody else notice when you get depressed that you just fatigue, you just don't want to get out and do things. Increase in blood pressure. Muscle aches and other pains. So these psychological, the troubles that we have with anxiety and fear, it impacts us physically. It impacts what we do. Impacts, going to impact our relationships if we're irritable, if we can't get out, if all these other things. It's a problem. That's why the Proverbs, those nice wisdom says, an anxious heart weighs a man down. I'd say that this man is weighed down. Would you? When he's alive. Anybody else feel weighed down? With the anxiousness, with everything going on? But a kind word cheers him up. Anxious heart weighs a man down. Anxiety is a problem. Many of us have heard, I believe there's 365 fear not commands in Scripture. So there's one for every day because there's lots of fear out there. So we're going to look at a number of those fear not or don't be anxious statements here today, which are nice and all, but I know I shouldn't be anxious. That's probably not my problem. I know I shouldn't fear. You know, I have that intellectual knowledge. That's not my problem in life. Well, what do I do about it? Brian, just be a better Christian. That way you won't be anxious. So just be better Christians out there and read your Bible more. But I think I do have a solution for us, a solution that was delivered to me this week as I was talking to somebody seeking wisdom, and this is where he took me in the scriptures. Ooh, wow, this is gold. Oh, man, that's a sermon. Ooh, this is going to be my sermon this week. So this week I'm going to share with you what's been shared with me. And it worked for me when I followed this. Whoa, this is amazing. So here we go, looking at anxiety and fear, a number of those fear not passages you all probably know well. Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life." This whole section, don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink. all these other things that you'll be clothed with. He takes care of, God's taking care of the animals, dressing the lilies in the field. God is taking care of these lesser areas of creation. If we're at the top, we're created in his image, well, surely I'll take care of you all. He says, there I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. Don't do it. Anybody else know that you're more important to God than grass and birds? Yeah, I think we know that. Are you less anxious now? And I'm sorry, I'm not. Please don't, you know, hear me saying, Jesus, that's dumb. Please don't hear what I'm not saying. But yeah, but it does help to know, you're right. I am more important than birds. Look, Lord, how you're taking care of these birds. You're dressing the lilies in the field. Yeah. It'll be okay. God tells Isaiah, do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. As he's facing the persecutions and everything going on because he's being God's prophet, he's being God's mouthpiece. And unfortunately, when you do that, you're going to get some flack, because if God's telling somebody to do something that they're change their ways, well, at least from our personal experience, I don't like to change easily. I'm not sure if you all are the same, but, you know, it take a little while. So he's getting some flack. God says, do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, I am your God. So there's another do not fear statement. Jesus, once again, book of John says, peace is what I leave to you. My peace I give to you. Do not be worried. Do not be upset. Do not be afraid. He's giving us peace, so God's giving us his peace, so we don't need to be worried. So we have God's peace with us. But there's still a lot of things going on in our lives. Paul writes to Timothy, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. So we're getting, I think, a little bit closer to the answer here. God has not given us that spirit of fear. So if I'm getting the fear, the anxiety, is this a wonderful, loving God, a God who desires to frighten us and to hold us down, to kind of pin us down, so that way we look like that man who's just, they probably could do very well. You got the headaches, the depression, the fatigue, the everything else going on. Is that God's wonderful plan for your life, to be so put down? No. Well, who does that sound like that would want to do all these things to you? Yeah, it's the enemy. That's Satan. God's given you power, love, sound mind. So this fear, it's not a do not fear, but hey, this isn't from God. John writes, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. There's no fear in love. So I guess if I'm fearful, do I not have God's love? I must be not loving what's going on here? Obviously, if we're perfectly filled with God's love, then that'll cast out fear. But unfortunately, we're imperfect beings. So how do we get to that point where we can get rid of all that stuff? I believe in Philippians, Paul gets us there. He says, do not be anxious about anything. Okay, great. Well, we probably could have told that. We knew that before Paul said that, right? It's very clear elsewhere in Scripture, do not be anxious about anything. He says, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. So here's an action. What you're anxious about, make it known to God. Not that he doesn't already know it, but say, hey, Lord, you know what? This is really weighing me down. I have no idea what to do with my home. I'm banging my head against the insurance wall. And they just keep on telling me, go pound sand. Nope, this is all we're doing for you. Or they're ignoring me. Lord, I don't know what to do in my personal relationship. This is so frustrating. Well, prayer, supplication, even thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. He puts in the thanksgiving with the anxious. Let it be known to God. And as a result, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, above, well, and beyond my pay grade of, I'm not anxious for no reason. Do any of you feel like, well, I like to be anxious just to be anxious. I'm fearful just because I like what it does to me. So it's not because we don't understand what's going on. There's absolutely 100% real reasons to be anxious and to have fear. There's a lot of unknowns in this world. There's a lot of potential dangers coming down, potential pitfalls. I don't know what to do. He says, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, all human ability to understand, because fortunately God is above all of this. He is an all-powerful God. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He knows everything. So he knows everything. He knows and has the ability to come and intervene in your situation. He's omnipresent. There's nowhere that we can escape from his love, his presence. And fortunately, he's omnibenevolent. He's all good. He's always good. So he knows how to bring in the perfect thing, the right thing, even to the tough thing, which is tough. So God's peace will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So if we just pray, and you guys praying about your anxieties to God, I'm sure of it. Lord, this is tough. Well, let me show you what Peter said. And so when this scripture was revealed to me, it's a scripture that I've read before, and as he impacted and I'll unpack it for you this morning, I believe, incredible wealth, incredible value in this scripture. So Peter writes 1 Peter 5:7. This will be our key verse for this morning. Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. So I believe this is God's anxiety solution. You might have a translation, might say burden or cares, might have different other wording, but it's casting all your anxieties. And so this word casting, it's not like fishing. When I go casting, I'm going to set out that lure and bring it back to me, retrieve it. I'm going to set a cast net out there and bring it back to me. Rather, this casting is like casting the clothes or robes before a king. I'm just going to lay it down there. This is for you, king. When he cast out the demons from people, did he temporarily take them out so they can go back in when he leaves? No, when he cast out those demons, they left. They went into pigs and then drowned themselves. They went out. They went elsewhere. They did not return to those people. So the casting is this permanent, all right, this is gone for me. I'm taking this all away. So it's getting rid of just, I'm just going to lay that down and I'm stepping away. This isn't mine anymore. Casting all, this is every single one of your anxieties. Once again, these are real things, real problems that we all have, we all face. We might have some overlap, we might have some differences, but I guess I'm willing to bet that we probably just have a dozen burdens, anxieties, fears, cares, frustrations, whatever you want to call them, on our hearts right now. Different things weighing us down, casting all those anxieties on them. So why do these anxieties exist other than we live in a broken world? Part of it is because we believe it's our job to fix everything. This is all on me. If I don't do it, if it's not done my way, if it's not with Brian's power and Brian's everything and how Brian thinks, then oh boy. This is just going to be completely ruined. This is going to be completely terrible. If it's taken outside of me, I'm the only one who can do this right. And while, yes, that's probably an extreme statement, we don't say that to ourselves, but there's a part of the anxiety, the concern, the burden, but man, if it's not done this way, there's going to be some big problems. So if I'm relying only on myself, I'm not relying on God for this. We already know he's all-powerful, he's all-knowing, he's all-loving, he's everywhere. He is sufficient, he's more. His ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. He knows how to do things more better to achieve a greater result than we can see. It's outside of our abilities. Even if we had all the information, I imagine we still couldn't get to that. So there's a humility that needs to come in. With casting all of our, by placing everything, it's not, all right, here, God, here's 99%, but here's what I'm holding back because, quite frankly, I don't trust you with it. I'm the only one who can handle this. And by placing them down, it's not completely, all right, well, I'm glad I don't have to worry about that again. October 11th, we took it on the chin with this hurricane. All right, God, what's your problem now? Well, if you don't call the insurance company, that's kind of your responsibility, is it not? If they come back to you and say, I'm sorry, this was a pre-existing condition, it's probably your job to go back and say, I'm sorry, you're incorrect. So there's a balance and a tension with, no, there is responsibility. And as we go into this, as we go with the prayer and supplication, the Lord will guide us, but he says, I'll take care of it. Here, just follow, just do what I say. Which is probably going to be, potentially less than if I need to have complete control. So it's that humility. All right, God, this is yours. This is all you, whatever you want to do. I'm just going to cast this all onto your shoulders. And why can we do that? Because he cares for you. He does care for you. If we leave all these, Lord, this is what's weighing me down. This is what's burdening me. This is what's giving me the headaches that keeping me up at night. I have this fatigue. Lord, this is what's burdening me. Well, we have a loving God who wants to take on these burdens. He died on the cross for each of us. In fact, it's amazing as I think about it still. When he died on the cross, he died for those that there was the one unrepentant robber, sinner. He died for those who rejected him and would reject him and would continue to reject him. He suffered all of this terribleness. So that way, even those who will reject him at least have the opportunity to accept him. That's just amazing love. So I want to cast all those anxieties, saying, Lord, you're the only one who can do these. You're the only one who can take care of this for me. I'm not strong enough to do that. And so as we do that, then Philippians 4:8, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, commendable, there's any excellence, there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So we want to then, all right, the anxieties are yours. It leaves me free to focus on, all right, Lord, what do you want to do? The honorable, the just, the pure might not be necessarily resonate with what I want to do, with my flesh wants to do, but I freed up with those anxieties are at, they're his feet. Lord, I've cast those to you. I'm free to focus on what you want to do now. And so with that, I'm going to give us an opportunity here this morning to do this because, like I said, I think all of us, we all have burdens. We all have anxieties. I think there's a spectrum of some of us are more predisposed to be more anxious and more fearful. Others of us are not necessarily, but we all have those burdens and everything. So right now the ushers are going to pass around a little piece of paper. What I'm going to ask you to do with that is just write down, hey, what are those anxieties? What are you anxious about? What's burdening your heart this morning? Well, what are those cares that are just weighing on you? Pray, Lord, search my heart and know me. What are you anxious about? And just write those down and list them, whatever detail you want to. And after you do that, this is just a part of the process of letting those go. When I did that this week, started praying, listing those anxieties and casting them on him, it's interesting, new things came up. Perhaps they were subsets of those other ones, but just new ones. And it was just freeing, casting all those prayers. And so the second step is just pray. Pray to him genuinely, Lord, that to the best of my abilities, I cast all my anxieties before you. I'm not capable of solving all this. I trust you. Lord, these burdens, these cares, these anxieties, they're yours. That needs to be done with a genuine heart. And the third one, I would encourage you, is just a symbolic gesture. We have the cross down here at the front. There's a bucket there. I'd encourage you, fold it up so that way nobody sees what you wrote down. These aren't for me to be all nosy Brian about what are the problems of the church. I have enough problems of my own. If you want to bring, I'll try to walk alongside you, but I'll burn these after the church. So you don't have to worry about anybody else seeing those. Just symbolically placing them in front of the cross. Lord, these are yours. I've already prayed, and the doing it doesn't necessarily do anything, but it's just freeing. Nope, these are out of my hand. These burdens, these cares, these anxieties are yours. So Janice is going to play some music just to set the mood and just encourage you to take this time to the Lord. Write those things down, and it might take 5-10 minutes, but I think this will be a healthy time for all of us, and I'll close this out in prayer when I feel the time is appropriate. Thank you. And as we go through this time, these front rails are also yours to do business with the Lord wherever you, if you prefer to take a kneeling posture, the sanctuary is yours, however you would like to go about things. Lord, we humbly come before you as those who are unable to really do much in our lives, only what you've given us the grace and the power to do. We cast our fears, our burdens, our anxieties, our cares before you, knowing that you are a wonderful God who's looking after us, a wonderful God who desires for us not to be burdened with these burdens, be burdened with these anxieties. You desire for us to have a full life, to be these new creations released to do your ministry. Lord, I pray that you would give us the peace that you promised. I pray that you would release us from these anxieties and burdens today and helping us to seek you each day. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. So just some closing thoughts. And you can come on up. I'm just going to finish up here. So the reason why we did this is we want to take all of our thoughts captive. And I believe this is part of those anxieties. Take those captive. No, Lord, these are your anxieties. And unfortunately, this is probably going to be a daily thing for each of us. Sufficient is the day for its problems. So good news, tomorrow we have more problems, anxieties, burdens. I would encourage you tomorrow as you take your time with the Lord, take your time throughout the day. As those anxieties, burdens appear up, take them captive. Lord, these are yours. These are your anxieties. I'll do what I can, but you're in control here. So I encourage you to do so. Let's go ahead and worship the Lord.